Greetings in the Lord. Overcomers.ca, The New Jerusalem, Chapter 69, third in the series on the Kingdom of God, The Inner Elements, Scriptures. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Psalm 119, verses 25 to 32. Let me cry, come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Psalm 119, verses 169 to 176. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Isaiah 43, verses 9 to 13. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overflow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. And that day, saith the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and I will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai 2, verses 21 to 23. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil, Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Joel 2, verses 11 to 14. And Scripture. Prophecies. Portion of a first prophecy. Yea, hear, O deadened earth, from your shores and from the mountains and vales, from every kindred and tribe, tongue and nation, shall they come. Yea, from all circumventing time, each age that dawned then died, shall they come. All these, my precious children, they shall come to the full image of Father God. These shall manifest fully the glory of my name, and shall release you, O curse of death, to die no more. Yea, all creation will I deliver into this their liberty, for that is the single purpose of my will, that all that died in Adam will live in Jesus Christ, and shall see even Adam himself in the fullness of resurrection life. So then, my children, come. Come from the far reaches of the firmament above. Come to this place in me where Jesus prayed that all would be one. Come, for the hour of this call is here. Come, for it is the time, yea, the time of my appearing, even the coming of the Lord, without sin unto salvation. Even to they of this present generation, come, for all things are now ready. I am the Lord. Second prophecy. I will move when I come in the lives of those who have been prepared. Not to any service, but to my purpose shall this be. For it is I, the Lord, who comes to render abasement to the nations and to honor him who I have chosen. For surely the time has come for certain head powers to be raised, who shall bear the first office. Unto them shall the kingdoms come, and in the midst shall I raise unto myself that prophet who shall rule with me. Be convinced of this, for it is by these that all warfare shall cease, and by these that all nations shall behold my glory. Yea, I am a jealous God. My jealousy extends to all creation. So then, all are mine. And trust me, through the processing of the chaff from the wheat. For herein shall all my works be accomplished, when I bring a full end to my dealings. Behold my servant, to him shall it come, even the first dominion, and unto him shall every knee bow, and every tongue confess Christ Jesus as Lord. I will set my fire in the midst, and there shall the refining of all things be accomplished. Yea, and by my sword and by my fire shall I the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Third prophecy. O Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel, behold the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. For thus says the plummet, yea, the word of God rightly discerned, this shall be even for this present hour. Behold the plummet, and the line in the hand of Zerubbabel. Behold, says God, my word has gone forth in the hand of Zerubbabel, the plummet and the line. By my holiness have I sworn, that my word shall not return to me void, but will accomplish that whereto I have sent it. Yea, this is my house. These be the stones, even your fair stones, laid in the colors of amber and jasper. Behold, this is my line. This is my temple. Even this is my word fulfilled. A people strong, a people the like of which has not been seen before. This people, the army of the Lord, as the word of the Lord hath declared. The land before them as Eden, the fire does consume, and behind them a flame kindles. And unto this shall be their marching order, and the retributive judgment of your God. Yea, surely the Lord, even God, terrible in holiness and full of fury, even God, the God of hosts, shall utter his voice before this army, and thereto shall all creation be gathered, and thereto shall the flaming brand burn and consume till all be ashes. This then is the word of God to they who have ears to hear. This is my word. This my word shall perform the fullness of my will, and all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Yea, thus I swore to Zerubbabel, even so shall this my house be built, even so shall it be finished. I am the Lord. Vision. I beheld the army of the Lord marching forward in great billowing winds and waves of fire, fire which enfolded in upon itself and engulfed entirely every member of this army. As the army marched forward upon the cursed earth, I could see that the fire was the Spirit of the Lord without measure upon them. The Lord uttered his voice before this army and said, Sanctify the earth unto me. As they moved forward, everything of man was gathered against them. All that had been built through the eons of time was gathered to resist their march. The nations upon the earth would attempt to run at this army, but this army instead ran at them. Nowhere upon the earth can mankind hide from the fire that engulfed this army. No place was found that they would not discover and consume in the fire of the Lord. The individual glorified members of this army would run through walls and windows and gates and bars of iron, destroying everything that man had built to make a name for himself and for their own posterity. And I saw also that as the army moved forward into the earth, that the flames of fire extended down through the soils of the earth, even into the graves of they who were deceased. And there, in their corpses or ashes, did the fire burn. Everything that was of the curse of the fall from Adam's transgression was fuel for this burning fire. All this was done so that the earth would be sanctified once again unto the Lord. End vision. During the time of the church age, the saints of the Lord enjoyed the growth of the fruits of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Such growth of those fruits caused unity and compassion, as well as satisfaction for the life of faith which they abode together in. The Lord gave the fruit of the Holy Spirit to encourage and edify his people, and to bring them up into a restored image of the Father that was once marred by personal iniquity. As the fruit of the Holy Spirit grew on the branches of the tree of life in the soul of a believer, that fruit cleansed them of personal iniquity, as well as used that personal iniquity as dung to fertilize the soil round about the tree of life in the soul. However, this is now all about to change. For there will emerge a small little group of people who bore full testimony to the dealings of the Lord in their lives that will emerge on the world scene with a fruit that has not been known before. The Lord is raising the bar and is making a change, and is presently, in real time, moving everything to a higher standard. This is all in preparation for his appearing in full measure with no restraint upon the little small troop of soldiers whom the Lord calls his army. These will come forth with a new element in them that will answer to this world of men and will give them two things. One, complete destruction of the ways of men and nations previous. 2, the elements of the inner structure of the New Jerusalem to bless the nations. Now, do not take me wrong for stating that a change is coming to the fruit of the Spirit. For the fruit of the Spirit has done its work. It has been relished by those who partake of it and have been fed by it and have enjoyed the communion of love that came by it from the Lord, communing with them in the cool of the day. This change that is coming will not only envelop those who do bear the fruit of the Spirit, but it will envelop all things that are distanced from the Lord and from His perfect will. The army that you will behold and hopefully be a part of in the time that is now coming to us will bring forth the elements of the city of God into this present tribulated world. They will bring forth not just the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, but they will manifest all these as being fulfilled in themselves. So all those 9 being fulfilled in themselves. The fruit will be fully matured. Then that portion of the Lord's will in them will openly manifest itself to the entire world. This manifestation will also accomplish point 1 and 2 above, but with a whole new level of fruitfulness. Manifesting the sons and daughters of God won't just be a group of people glorified in bodies that will never die. They will also, in these bodies, they will also be in these bodies to openly display and distribute without measure to every single soul upon the earth the waters of the river of life from the midst of the throne, the tree of life, the fruit of the tree of life, the 12 seasons of fruit from the branches of the tree of life, the straight street that is made of gold and is holy and divine, and that which is entirely of the new creation. Nothing of the former creation will be in this mix. It will all be made new. This army does and will have a purpose in bringing to a very sudden and quick end the ways of the nations by their own man-made governments. The army will also answer by manifesting these greater elements from the inner elements of the city of God. These elements flowing unabated through the glorified flesh of the saints who form this little marching band will dwarf the 9 fruits of the Spirit that manifested during the church age. That is because the Lord has indicated that everything now will come up higher, and that includes the ungodly. If you are part of the army of the Lord, there is a means test you can do to yourself, just to confirm to yourself that the Lord will see you as one who overcame and who will grant you the right to march in this company, who will manifest the full measure of the Lord. This means test is really quite simple, but if you do this, you will be able to examine yourself to make sure that you are willing to bear the full brunt of your own personal cross until the time that this manifestation actually and literally takes place. For there is not just going to be words that declare this will happen. It is going to happen. And it is going to happen right during the time that this world is engaged in international commerce and politics. Right while men are still building their mountain of pride and right during the time when men forget God and His Word. So then, here is the means test by which you can test yourself before the Lord. Lay this test out before Him in your closet of prayer. Have it set before your eyes as you are impaled upon your personal cross day by day, and let this test magnify itself to you in such a way as to make you realize that it was only by the grace of God that you were called to such a tremendous hope. After all, Jesus despised the shame of the cross because he saw the glory that was before him. So will you. So here's the test, 6 points. Number one, am I living in total abandonment to the will of the Lord? Lord, not mine, but thy will be done. Two, in that abandonment, do you still hold to a knowledge of the Word and a discerning by His Spirit in you so that you will not be deceived by imitations? Three, as you give yourself to the death of your own personal cross, do you in any way wish to be justified in a revengeful way before men because of your suffering? If you wish to be revenged, then your attitude is not correct. If you do so out of charity, then your life will become that good seed which will manifest the inner elements of the New Jerusalem. 4. If you are willing then to be of no reputation, are you willing that the lack of no reputation would be as fuel to burn up the remaining chaff which would envelop your life in carnality? Because the cross is still working in you is proof that carnality also exists in you. Because the cross is still working in you is proof that carnality also exists in you. 5. Are you then having your carnality being burnt by the fires of His judgment, able to never justify yourself before any other person in the earth? As a sheep before its shearers is dumb, so you too would never open your mouth. 6. And as you never justify yourself, are you then able to be totally placed to the full death of the cross as one who is absolutely despised in the world? If so, then you are learning the mystery of the fellowship of Jesus' sufferings. I declare unto you that the army of the Lord will be comprised of those who have no life of their own. Their only life is Christ, who lives in them by the faith of the Son of God. I'm going to repeat that whole thing again. I declare unto you that the army of the Lord will be comprised of those who have no life of their own. Their only life is Christ, who lives in them by the faith of the Son of God. They literally have learned by the tribulation that comes of the cross to be hid in Christ in God. Nothing else has any value to them. These are the soldiers of the cross. These are the soldiers of the army of the Lord, which will emerge with this greater fruit. Not only will they come forth as ones who were once dead, so not only will they come forth as ones who were once dead, but behold, they now live. They will come forth first, doing greater works. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John 14:12. We have seen elements in church history where greater works were done by fathers in the faith, but none of them will come close to what will manifest through the lives of those who have passed this means test. These will emerge with the total workings of God Almighty, that great I am that I am, with no measure, working through them. The infinite supply of an infinite Lord. The infinite supply of an infinite Lord. The universe itself will bear witness to this in the stars, as the works they do will ascend in full righteous measure through the entire cosmos itself. Nothing will hold these to just the soils of this globe. They will ascend in the resurrection life of the risen Lord to the very cosmos to restore all things and to make all things new. Through them, the inner elements of the throne and the life of the Father will flow unabated and unstoppable, all because they first learned obedience, as did Jesus, through the things that they suffered. Dear reader of this paper, there is nothing that is more important than you bearing to the end of this time your personal cross. Nothing more important than abandoning yourself completely to the Lord in intelligent faith, discerning all things. Nothing is more important than running this race to win this prize, to be found in his image at his appearing, and to be granted the right to remove death from this entire creation. If you obey the death of the cross, you will consume that death. And as you consume that death, all that is in this world that is dead will die. All that is in this world that is dead will die. Through you will be the end of the process of death. That last enemy that Christ is putting under his feet, which will be utterly destroyed, it will be through the company of those who first bore death in themselves. So you then will take death in this creation, and you will murder it, killing it off, so that men will no longer be subject to futility and to mortality. But the highest calling is the highest of prizes, and that is to awake in the full image of Jesus. As he was, so are we. As he is, so we will be. Nothing more grand than to manifest the King of Kings and Lord of Lords unmeasured to this world lost in sin and death. Nothing is more grand than to complete the process of the age we are in and to introduce the age of his millennial reign. The millennial reign will not be for the perfecting of the nations, but for their instruction. The millennial reign will not be for the perfecting of the nations, but for their instruction. The age after will see the consummation of all things and the ages that follow of the continued process of the Lord's great plan. The vehicle for all this to happen will be through the life of one who has been cast aside and is hidden away, bearing their personal cross, dying out presently to this world and to their life in it. Through them shall these promises manifest, and through them shall they be completed. We are at the beginning stages of this elevated change that the Lord is bringing to this world, those changes that are necessary to prepare the nations for the marching of his army. You, dear reader, may feel your head hanging down in the shadows of death, but be encouraged. It is part of your processing to reveal through your life the inner elements of the New Jerusalem. Two scriptures, Psalm 122, verses 1 to 3, a song of degrees of David. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaloth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud, and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel. Because he hath glorified thee, the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 7 to 14. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.